Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 18th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and as we prepare today's message, we're just starting to lightly snow here in our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Outside of our home.
Well, outside of our home, right. We're looking out of ministry's called Daily Encouragement Net, and again today we want to encourage you with a message that's titled, When God Seems Silent. Two scripture texts today, Psalm 145, verses 18 and 19, and Proverbs 15, verse 29.
The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. He hears the prayer of the righteous.
I enjoy recording and mixing music here on my home computer. I practice with my family and friends who have musical talent. And of course, each day's podcast, which you're listening to, contains a bit of mixing since, of course, you may hear that audio background. I recorded Brooksine singing, playing the piano once, and shared it with Esther, asking her, "Who's this famous musician?" Esther shrugged, as teenagers seem to do, and said rather bluntly, "Oh, that's just Mom."
And I can understand that. Of course, to Esther, recording one's voice at home is certainly no big deal. After all, she's grown up with tape players, video recorders, etc. When she was a toddler, I remember purchasing a toy-like tape recorder. It had one of those long, coil-like cords. She would often drag it on the floor behind the tape player as she went along and played.
Had a microphone.
And had that microphone attached at the end. That's right. But when I think about recording, I recall a story Stephen shares today with us.
Well, this took place back in the late 60s. My older brother, Pat, who interestingly is now a pastor in eastern Pennsylvania in the Lehigh Valley, he served in the Air Force in Germany for several years. Before he left, he gave Mom and Dad a small reel-to-reel tape deck so we could send him recording messages, and he in turn would send messages back to us. Well, the cassette recorder hadn't even been invented yet at that time. Of course, at that time, it cost what seemed to be a small fortune to actually call on the telephone, so this was really an exciting innovation. Once we gathered at my grandparents' home in tiny Harwood, Missouri, as I recall, there were aunts and uncles and cousins, and we're all gathered around that little tape machine, preparing to record a greeting for Pat on this modern marvel of technology. My grandmother, whom we called Mama, bravely began speaking a few words of greeting into the machine. She paused, then looked up with a questioning look in her eyes and said, "He's not there." Well, she was expecting him to respond to her sentence immediately as in a phone conversation.
Well, it's kind of that way with prayer. Stephen's Mama expected an immediate verbal acknowledgement from her grandson. In a sense, she had to have faith that the machine would work. When we pray, we thankfully have experienced immediate answers to our prayers. But at other times, we must accept by faith that God hears us, that He really is there, even though His response is not immediate, and He may even seem silent.
Well, today we want to especially encourage our listeners who are dealing with a period of waiting, and God seems silent. You've prayed about a matter, perhaps time and time again, but you continue to wait, and God continues to be silent, it seems. Well, at times it may even seem that He's absent from the scene, but we can have confidence that He does hear our prayers and will indeed, quote, part of the verse today, fulfill the desire of those who fear Him.
We're going to pray together Psalm 5, verses 1 through 5 and verse 7, and this is the Living Bible. O Lord, hear me praying. Listen to my plea, O God, my King, for I will never pray to anyone but You. Each morning I will look to You in heaven and lay my request before You, praying earnestly. I know You get no pleasure from wickedness and cannot tolerate the slightest sin. Therefore, proud sinners will not survive your searching gaze, for how you hate their evil deeds. But as for me, I will come into your temple, protected by your mercy and your love. I will worship you with deepest awe. Amen.
Amen. A prayer directly taken from the Scriptures. Well, thanks for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Again, this is the message that we're preparing, sharing on Tuesday morning, February 18th, 2009. We do have a few photos on the site today. One of a friend took in the central Pennsylvania mountain stream that I enjoy, scenes from the mountains. And then a photo of my mama and papa. I don't know why we call them that, but that's what we call my grandmother and grandfather growing up on my mom's side. We also have several suggested songs today, and one of them is a song, Psalm 5, two versions of it, in fact. These are available as audio links if you care to listen. Audio links, actually they're YouTube videos, but they're a link, and what they'll do is open up a page and then you can click to pay the video if you'd like. We also have several songs from our home studio recorded right here with friends to give you an idea what I was talking about in the message. And then I have one more reminiscent today I want to share. It occurred to me as I prepared today's message, the effort we made back in the late 60s to stay connected to my brother while he was in the service and how that's changed. Presently, we have a friend in New England whose son is in Afghanistan. He has developed an email list and he regularly updates us and reports every couple weeks, it seems, that he received a call from Eric. And amazing how much more remote Afghanistan is than Germany, but yet with modern communications, loved ones can still stay connected. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully serve the Lord and be assured that He does hear our prayers.